again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 51 of a 260-episode series that deals with happenings and about folks who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. It follows the Frank L. Fitzsimmons highly successful series, and we call it Where Fitz Left Off. And today, we'll talk about a man for the birds, Mr. Frank Lipp. Someone commented to me the other day, Kermit, it's amazing how many interesting people have lived in Hendersonville over the past years. And one of those interesting people would certainly be Mr. Frank Lipp, who lived here for about 12 years and who operated a motor court on the Greenville Highway until he sold it in 1954 and moved to Florida. Mr. Lipp had been born in Germany and in early manhood had come to this country and settled in the Toledo area first. He quickly gained fame nationally as a naturalist and an ornithologist. And it was only naturalist, no pun intended, the naturalist thing to do to name his motor court here Bird Haven. Not only could Frank Lipp identify every kind of bird that frequented this area, he also organized the Blue Ridge Bird Club. At one of their meetings, I noted that the beloved Lila Ripley Barnwell gave a most interesting nature lesson. Mrs. Barnwell was widely accepted as Hendersonville's poet laureate, and the Bird Club called her its greatest bird lover and lecturer. The report on that meeting said music for the meeting was provided by the Ralph Mott family pet, a yellow-head Costa Rican parrot. Other individuals active in the Bird Club were Miss Marion Schmerber, Mrs. J.H. Maxwell, Miss Edith Brain, Mrs. John Williams, many others. Mr. Lipp wrote regular columns for the Times News, and one written about this time of the year, back in 1953, talked about the stopover on their migration north of a huge flock of wild canaries and pine siskins. He said the air around his motor court was filled with a warbling song concert as they feasted on patches of chickweed and dandelion blossoms. Mr. Lipp said all the birds were females. He said the males would come along in about 10 days. When Mrs. Z.Z. Blythe, who lived out near Myers Airport, reported seeing an albino robin, Mr. Lipp became very excited. He said the frequency of an albino occurring within the various bird families is about as rare as it is among humans. The famous Oak Hall Hotel in Tryon was anxious to provide year-round music in their huge dining room, and they contacted Mr. Lipp to request that he assist them in choosing the proper birds to add music for the diners to enjoy. Mr. Lipp created a bird orchestra consisting of deep orange opera singer canaries, which were crossed with the precious black-hooded South American red siskin finches. It was not exactly the court of two sisters of New Orleans, but it is said the music did delight the guests. Back during World War II, there was a cafeteria on downtown Hill Street in L.A. called the Cliffs, which couldn't arrange for birds for their facility, but they featured an organist who could whistle like canaries singing. My ability to identify birds is limited perhaps to robins, crows, cardinals, wrens, maybe even towhees and nuthatches, but members of the bird club knew that solitary birds are the most gifted singers, such as the hermit and the wood thrush. Night singers are the mockingbird, the catbird, the wren, and the white-throat. At early morning and in the early evening, bird clubbers knew that the time then was when you'd hear the wood thrush, the robins, and brown thrashers, and they'd tune up with the catbirds. I knew that for most birds, the male is more vividly colored, and I suppose that helps in perpetuating the species. The female is not nearly as visible, and camouflages more easily than the male. But I was not aware until Mr. Lipp came along that the males are always the singers, and when the females do sing, the sound is much more subdued. Frank Lipp was not only a nationally known ornithologist and had articles published in many national magazines, but he was very active in civic affairs, including the Chamber of Commerce and service groups, active in promoting tourism. He had served as a director of a tourist travel club in Toledo and was widely experienced in travels in Europe. Frank Lipp, he left Hendersonville in 1954 and invested in rental property in Florida. Another interesting person known to this seventh child of a seventh child, who had the good fortune to be born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda, as we begin the next 50 years.